You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At the time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to his house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." Brothers and sisters, today we hear the story of Zacchaeus in the Gospel. He was not only a tax collector, but a chief tax collector, a superior. And so he was responsible for all of them in that area. And today we witness in the Gospel how much God changed his heart. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom says that God is merciful, but you have mercy on all, because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins, that they may repent. The Lord overlooked the sins of Zacchaeus, so that he can repent. We see in the Gospel that he wanted to see Jesus. It wasn't just out of curiosity. There was a deeper meaning in that want, in that desire to see Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus made an effort. Although short in stature, he began to find ways how he can see Jesus Christ. So he even climbed a sycamore tree. This must have looked peculiar and not very serious, as for a man in such a high standing as Zacchaeus. But he did it anyway. He seemed like King David, who danced in front of the Lord, not regarding what others will say about him, but because he wanted to meet with Jesus Christ. And we can see how this meeting changed him, how he was able to repent. He gave his possession. He paid back to those whom he hurt. The meeting, the encounter with Jesus Christ, completely changed Zacchaeus. Brothers and sisters, we want to see Jesus Christ. We can do that when we pray. We can do that when we go to Mass and receive the Eucharist and the Word of God. We can see Jesus Christ. May this meeting with Jesus Christ, may this desire that we all have in our heart, may it push us to conversion, to repentance. May we always find this desire to search for Jesus Christ, among other things, and not be afraid to make an extra effort to find our Savior. If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room, located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. On Sunday, November 3rd, we'll celebrate the day of prayer for all the faithful departed. Following the 12:30 Mass, the traditional procession to the cemetery will take place. On that day, all morning Masses, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12:30, will be celebrated in the upper church. The names of our deceased beloved ones for the All Souls Novena can be mailed to us or simply left at the shrine's office. We would like to invite everyone to celebrate with us the Healing and Mercy Mass. The Mass will be said on every first Friday of the month at 7 p.m., followed with the exposition of the Most Blessed Sacrament, recitation of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and a prayer for spiritual and physical healing. We start on Friday, October 6th. Everyone is invited to attend. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.